It's clear now that nothing will prevent a teachers' strike from going ahead on Tuesday. Acting Education Minister Martin Bursík and the candidate for the post, Andrej Liška, tried to stave off the planned protest by pledging to improve conditions in the education sector, but it seems it was too little too late, and the strike will go ahead. It's been estimated that at least half of the country's schools will remain closed. Jan Wellinger has the story.
The last time teachers went on strike in the Czech Republic seeking a salary increase was 4 years ago. At that time, only around half of the country's schools took part. This Tuesday, education representatives have promised the strike will be broader, for the first time including kindergartens and daycare services, all to protest the state of the education sector. The unions are opposed to a cut in expenditures and fear a lack of funds next year for kindergarten, primary and secondary schools. They have since called for an increase of 3 billion crowns, that's around $168 million, for salaries in next year's education ministry budget, but so far without success. The unions did receive a promise of an extra 1 billion from Green Party representatives, but the sum is being viewed as not enough. The head of the teachers' unions, František Dubčík, made clear that the strike, despite last-minute conciliatory efforts by the acting minister Martin Bursík and the Greens' candidate for education minister Andrej Liška, would go ahead.
We want to make clear that the strike is not about the incoming education minister. It's a strike in favor of schooling, a good education system and satisfied students. The satisfaction needed is missing, and the 1 billion, and it's not even that, it's 933 million crowns, is just a band-aid solution. I want to stress that we will not hold students hostage. It is us, as employees in the education sector, who have been held hostage for a very long time.
Despite the strong words, it is unclear whether the strike will achieve the desired results. The Green Party's Martin Bursík has already responded by saying that the government will not be bullied into giving money from the state budget. Continued low pay for teachers, which averages 14,000 to 15,000 crowns per month for starting salaries, is not the only problem that teachers want addressed. Many would like to see changes in the sector to better reward teachers for individual effort. That means school principals would be able to raise salaries to properly mirror output and performance. Currently, teachers are paid according to a pay scale that recognizes professional qualification and seniority, but does little to reward initiative, innovative projects, or extra work. As it stands, most Czech teachers now feel, at least from a financial perspective, that their profession is not rewarding enough.
And thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report.